you know, this has been the ongoing conversation that we've had across the board for years about H-2A workers and, you know, how do we get workers to, one, show up, two, pass a background check if you do one, three, pass a drug test if you do one, you know, have legal papers. I mean, these are all things that people in the real world deal with that politicians in Washington choose to ignore. And it's really to our detriment because there's no reason why we cannot have a workable guest worker program that allows our producers to have a reliable workforce, right? And so one of the things that I'm very cognizant of is the effects of COVID and what that did. One, we have a population here in the United States that is being paid to sit home and not work, right? And then, of course, you also see folks that are here illegally and they just want to work and then go back home. And we're not being very accommodating to that. So I think something that we need to do is find a legal path forward for our guest workers who want to come here, work, and go back home. They don't want to be citizens, so let's not go down that path. And I think we need to actually have a workable program that makes sense for the industry. In Florida, for example, H-2A is not particularly popular because we have so many year-round industries, and H-2A is only good for 10 months. And so we really need to think long-term about how can we accommodate and grow these critical industries, because agriculture is, in fact, a national security issue. How do we accommodate and really bolster and support these industries that are of national security importance while making sense for the employer, but also for the employee? And so one of the things that we've been working on is this ad hoc working group with some colleagues that we want to really take the approach of common sense, which I know common sense is not common, but taking this approach where we can actually facilitate an industry of labor that is well-paid, that doesn't have any of the crazy restrictions that we've seen under the Department of Labor with regard to, you know, you can't be, if you're an H-2A worker, you can't be fixing a tractor. You're kicked out of the program. I mean, that's ridiculous. Anybody who's worked a day on an operation knows that you are a jack of all trades, and you could be cleaning toilets one day and picking the next and then doing tech work the next. I mean, you're wearing many hats. And so I think we need to have the legislation and the programs catch up to the times and the reality, quite frankly, of what agriculture is today. So that's a big issue in trying to find reliable labor and legal labor for our producers.